Okay, so that's from Dublin, where I lived in for many years, and in the old days, like before pre-U2, you had to go to London if you're making music. So what I'm going to do is then you're able to go to Dublin from Belfast and find a home there as a musician. Growing up in Belfast, I wrote a lot of poetry. Glenn and I had a fantastic English teacher at school who, and so many writers, when you talk to them, they tell you they had an amazing English teacher at school. We did. She taught us such a lot about expressing ourselves, and I started off writing poetry and playing the guitar separately, and eventually these two things came together in this song, really, which started off as a poem. And it was about a time when I was asked by some gentleman whether I was a Protestant or a Catholic, and I was looking at them and just knowing that I had to give them the right answer. So I started running as fast as I could. There was a connection. I'm still running. This is called Religious Persuasion. Protestant or Catholic, cried a voice from the crowd. Not you again, St. Peter, I was thinking aloud. I should have packed my bags, headed off for the coast. Had my time already come to meet the heavenly host. Well, they switched on their halos, adjusted their harps, checked the blades on the pearly gates were sharp. I asked them what they meant about religious bent. They said, that's the test, I said, that's the test I meant. They were giving holy orders, I think you'll find I was up against persuasion of the religious kind. Well, it was hailing Mary's at the drop of a tract. I said the seven deadly sins were standing around in my flat. I pondered on the churches of England and Rome. I hadn't paid the rent for my spiritual home. Needed guidance from the leaders whose names I knew. Archbishop, whatever he's called, my John Player number two. Burned my Quran. I said I was agnostic, I mean an atheist, I cried. They moved in for the kill. The walls tumbled down as they handed me the bill. They weren't impressed with my distinctions, I think you'll find I was up against persuasion of the religious kind. You'll find. So aloud to the slaughter, a human sacrifice. I told their spiritual leader his scepter looked nice. My ear that I was only grazed, and I cried for cover as the son of Bible's blazed. In the gore I gasped, it wasn't something I said. Then a solid granite altar hit me on the head. A collection plate plunged deep into my groin. They marched up discussing the battle of the Boyne. As I expired I was thinking they'd be rather unkind, but I was up against persuasion of the religious kind. Some bleeding and naked, I was some of the lost. The Good Samaritans were drinking at the sign of the cross. Recalling their question, I felt totally alone as I peered out from underneath the tablets of stone. In the gutter lay the crushed remains of a Bible. It proclaimed the grievances were purely tribal. They made me see the light, but that I offer my thanks. I got collared by the dogs, and there's no way I'm gonna join their ranks. Honored Christian soldiers, I hope you don't mind being afflicted by religion of the persuasive kind. They were singing da 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 da. So if you're living in some Irish town and the politicians' heads are stuck firmly in the ground and the only bell ringing has a graveyard song. Someone gotta stand up or nothing's gonna change till religion is rearranged. Thanks very much. Brian, could you take the microphone and